Benjamin Bleeding Anal Fisher Shapiro was created in a laboratory on January 15th, 1984, in a failed attempt to create the world's most realistic pocket vagina. Though he is indisputably a vagina, he doesn't quite fit in the average pocket, thus why he was considered a failure. Originally, his creators were going to throw him in an incinerator, but when it was discovered that he was quasi-sentient, they instead decided to train him to be a conservative commentator. Ben Shapiro has written 10 books, including his 2004 New York Times bestseller, Diarrhea-Spewing Prolapse Donkey Butt, an autobiography. Despite being completely unlikable and wrong about literally everything, he became the youngest nationally syndicated columnist in the United States at the age of 17, and currently serves as editor-in-chief for the Daily Wire, which he founded. He also hosts The Ben Shapiro Show, a daily political podcast and radio show funded primarily by contributions from the feminine hygiene product industry. Ben Shapiro identifies as Jewish, though this is disputed by God himself, who said in a recent interview, "I had nothing to do with that guy."
Here is more Ben Shapiro.
On Sunday, Senator Bernie Sanders took to Twitter to deliver one of his usual messages. People go to the doctor because they're sick, get a diagnosis from their doctor, but they can't afford the treatment, he wrote. How crazy is that? So I responded snarkily, I go to a fancy store to check out a piece of furniture and I can't afford it. Totally crazy.
Totally the same thing, too, Ben.
Please, sir, if I don't get that couch, I'll die.
See, this is like the sick mind of the conservative, right? So your busted, your grandma's broken leg is the same as you going to IKEA and picking out a couch. You dumb fuck, man.
Well, let's be honest. If I go to a Bed Bath & Beyond and I can't afford the coffee table, then...
He wouldn't be caught dead any of those places, number one.
You don't know where he shops.
Dude, let me tell you something about Ben Shapiro. Like, this whole fucking idea of comparing someone to a piece of furniture is just inhumane, immoral. I mean, he's totally I hate to say it, but he's just a fucking totally immoral person. It's
just
like
a shit-laden fucking position to take. You should not ever be in a position where you're hurt and need fucking medical attention and don't have the money.
And
to pay
really
for
easy
need.
For
he's
little,
painting it as a luxury.
It's really yeah because he's a rich boy.
Yeah, when is Ben? You don't know. You don't know for healthcare.
He's a rich boy from a rich family.
He never wanted. For
he
shit
ain't never
in his
had
life.
To deal with shit in the real world. Everything's been handed him on a silver fucking platter. He thinks that a tranny grabbing him by the back of the neck is fucking assault.
Yeah.
This guy's a fucking puss bag.
But there's like all these working class blue collar people that are lining up to listen to this dude
because because he can repackage their bigotry into something that sounds intellectual.
Right, right.
Left. How could I dare to compare medical care to furniture? Was I equating the two? Was I suggesting
yes,
the
yes.
necessity of furniture was somehow comparable
yep.
to the necessity
yes,
of medical
yes.
care?
Yes, you
of
were.
Of course not, because that would be stupid.
Then no. Why even bring
the
it
correct,
up?
The correct answer is that you are stupid.
Yeah. Why even bring
I
it up?
I would never say that because that would be stupid, and that would mean I'm stupid, and I'm not stupid. Yes, you are.
Yeah, you just said that.
Yeah, what's the point of even saying
you,
that?
You, all right. You just said that you,
know
you
what?
Responded to Bernie Sanders that way.
So you know what? Okay, fine. Tell us this fucking distinction, then. Let's hear the grand distinction that
I didn't
makes
realize,
it all work.
I didn't realize we were going to see how hard he can backpedal. Let's hear it.
All right, backpedaling starts now.
I was pointing out that medical care is a commodity, and that in life, we are...
Isn't kind of the point of the liberal position
right.
that it shouldn't be?
And the point of the outrage about your fucking comparison of a broken leg to a fucking table at IKEA?
Right. The whole
it's
objection to that is
dipshit.
That it shouldn't be treated as a commodity.
It's not a commodity.
It should be treated as a fucking
a commodity
right.
is something that you want.
We're often faced with commodities we cannot afford. But this mere observation caused a ruckus on the left. Necessities don't compare to luxuries, said one angry tweeter. Bless characters like Ben Shapiro for demonstrating the complete soullessness of capitalist ideology, tweeted another. The idea here seems...
I don't know why you're bringing those up, because that just makes me be like, okay, yeah that's...
People
tweeted right.
spot on.
People
yeah.
tweeted mean things about me.
They didn't even tweet mean things. They tweeted fucking actual arguments.
Yeah, they pointed out
They're
the
idiots.
Fundamental coldness
you're
of your
an
position
idiot.
And the stupidity of trying to compare some medical necessity to a fucking table or anything else, any other commodity.
Well, Paul, you know what? He's about to refute everything
All right,
I said.
Let's hear it.
To be that unless you declare medical care a right rather than a commodity, you're soulless. That, as Marx might put it, necessity rather than autonomy creates rights. This is foolish, both morally and practically. Morally, okay. You have no right to demand medical care of me. I may recognize your necessity. I may offer charity. My friends and I may choose to band together and fund your medical care. But your necessity...
Yeah, how many times have you chosen to do that, Ben?
Yeah.
How many people's medical bills have you paid exactly?
I'm guessing 0.0 times in his life has he ever banded together with his rich buddies and decided to pay for a poor person's dental work.
Wait, he pays for that with his...
You motherfucker. I hate this rich fuck mentality, man. Like, I grew up blue collar. I couldn't imagine my parents listening to shit like this. They actually had to make that hard decision of like, do I go to the doctor now or wait until my fucking deductible's lower neck? You know what I mean? He's never had to do that shit. He gets a toothache. He goes in and gets it drilled. He doesn't even know who pays for it anymore.
He
does fuck
not
him.
Change the basic math. Medical care is a service and a good.
You know what, motherfucker? If I don't got a right to my fucking health care out of your pocket, then get your vampire corporate ass out of my fucking country. What gives you the right to suck off of me, motherfucker? And give nothing back. Is life no longer a two-way street on Shapiro Island? Fuck you. Take you and your Ivy League milquetoast violin-playing faggot billionaire buddies and get out of my country, motherfucker. Because we outnumber you. And we're dying.
So beautiful.
By a third party. No matter how much I need bread, I do not have a right to steal your wallet or hold up the local bakery to obtain it. Theft may end up
being... As if you would ever do something like that. As if you would ever have the balls to hold somebody up, you little simp. Fuck you! You're not allowed to use an analogy so far from you that it's inconceivable. Of course, Ben Shapiro's never gonna fucking hold a knife up to a man and ask him for his wallet.
Oh my god, dude, I knew this episode was gonna be gold, dude. I knew it from the start, dude. I knew it from the start. Because Paul already couldn't wait to talk about him, even in the fucking post-show. I know what I was like. Paul's gonna be triggered so fucking hard by
this
piece of shit, dude.
Man. I just hate this little
dude.
Weasel.
He is so disgusting and contemptuous, dude. He is. I fucking revile this dude. I don't understand how anyone likes him. I don't understand how anyone follows him. I don't understand how anyone takes seriously a single word that vacates his empty fucking head.
Well, I mean, is the system we currently have is mainly funded by the government. And if, now, obviously, there's private insurance and stuff, but at this point, what he's arguing for is, like, we just keep the same broken system. And he's actually, what he said on the record is, we need to fucking deregulate the healthcare industry more, basically saying Obamacare needs to be done away with.
Right, well, he's
just... But if you look at the aspects...
It's his selective libertarianism.
Well, yeah, he's basically just created a false dichotomy. It's like, look, it's either going to be... You have this fucking terrible fucking system, universal healthcare system. And you're being a death panel. So you're gonna have these long lines. You're not gonna get access to care, or you can just fucking deregulate. It's gonna drive the cost way down, but it's basically gonna be super exclusionary and super cost prohibitive to most people. So basically, his system is like just the wealthy and those people have access to healthcare, and everyone else, maybe they can get some government bullshit.
Maybe you're wrong, Sky. Let's hear some more.
Immoral choice under the circumstances. That doesn't make it a moral choice or suggest that I have not violated your rights in pursuing my own needs. But the left thinks that declaring necessities rights somehow overcomes the individual rights of others. If you're sick, you now have the right to demand that my wife, who is a doctor, care for you. Is there any limit
to
this right?
You already pay taxes, motherfucker. You already have agreed to live in a society in California, by the way, you hypocrite. You live in a society where you pay a profound amount of taxes that pay for the entire fucking society around you. The welfare and well-being of every man around you is already coming out of your pocket.
Does he view every, like, fireman as a slave? Every cop
shit
is a slave?
Shit. This is a
every
California
person working
rich
at the
boy
DMV
right here.
A slave?
I grew up around these motherfuckers. This is a Cali rich boy right here. He doesn't understand shit.
I think Paul knew some Ben Shapiros back in the day.
Guarantee
dude.
You I did. These highfalutin conservative dudes whose dads are farmers and shit, and they're super uber rich, and they think they're fucking smart.
You want my doctor wife to be your slave, Paul?
Yeah.
I'll be a slave. It's like the Sony.
Realize they're surrounded by a fucking society that's built on cooperation. They drive their fucking Bentleys on roads that are paid with with taxes.
But I mean, but further, talking about a universal healthcare system, when you know countries have said healthcare is a right, look at fundamentally the outcomes. No one knows. If you don't talk to people in other countries and say, "Do you guys feel enslaved by your universal healthcare system?"
I guarantee you,
yes. Oh, we're enslaved by this system.
I guarantee you, if there's a pothole on El Paradiso Fagitio Drive or wherever the fuck Ben Shapiro lives,
over to Hamlet,
he's
going to
be crying his little fucking sissy ass off for tax money to fill it. But when it comes to filling a filling in somebody's mouth
because
their tooth is fucking swollen and infected, fuck them.
They should have thought about that before they were born poor.
That tax money should go to make my neighborhood beautiful. System,
provide life-saving care forever to the tunes of millions of dollars of other people's taxpayer dollars or services. How exactly can there be such a right without the government?
What people want is to look at the problem of healthcare like everyone has diseases, everyone gets sick, everyone has health problems. And like, how as a society do we manage those problems? Do we have a very fractured, independent system where everyone just tries to figure out their own healthcare? Like, that doesn't really work.
Like we have now.
And we've seen other countries implement, and obviously in the U.S. it would probably be different because every country's a little bit different, but implementing a system in which it would ensure everyone would be covered to have a more healthy and better, you know, a better sustained population.
You know what's funny? Is that people like Ben Shapiro and like these hardcore conservative guys paint themselves as people that have a great, deep, abiding pride in this country, but they're willing to allow us to be the laughing stock of the world when it comes to our people dying of preventable illness, our charging people for routine healthcare needs.
And look what he's saying. Oh, these very expensive treatments. People need expensive medical intervention because they're not getting proper nutrition advice.
The rest of the first world is laughing at us, Scotty. They're laughing at this fucking... Exactly. Why wouldn't they? Where's your pride, Ben? Do you want America to be the place where... The shithole place where people die of gum disease?
Yes.
Because they can't get fucking dental work done? Is that what you... Is that what you're waving the flag for here on your fucking stupid Daily Wire show?
I don't think there's any other conclusion you can draw. He's
a festering
saying,
lower class that dies of preventable illness?
Too much money.
While rich boys like you excoriate the virtues of fucking paying less and less taxes? Is that what you're proud of? Why do you fly the flag if that's what you're flying it for? What's to be proud of in that?
How about abortion? How's he feel about that?
Oh, I'm sure he hates it. Unless he knocks somebody up and needs to get one, and of course, and then he'll do it.
Now, this one... this is the thing I really hate. Here's Olivia Wilde, who's the actress most famous from being in House. And here she is talking about why she is in favor of abortion. This is one of the more disgusting videos I've ever
abortion.
Seen.
Abortion.
It's disgusting.
Abortion.
Prepare to be disgusting.
Yeah, this one of the most disgusting. This election cycle, I'm thinking a lot about reproductive rights. Everyone's right to plan when they want to have a family. And it's on my mind because I'm literally about to have a baby. Like, in a minute, to be able to decide exactly how.
Okay, so she says that she's thinking about reproductive rights 1 minute from having a baby. This is about as perverse a notion as I could possibly imagine. That
why?
As you're about to have your child, you're thinking, boy, wouldn't it be great if I could still kill this thing? It's really imperative that I be
that's
able to-
exactly what she was saying. See, I love this implied shit. That I don't care. I don't even know what her message is ultimately, but she never said, man, am I still giddy about thinking about killing this baby. That's not what she said. She said she was thinking about reproductive rights because she's a woman who has made the decision to have a family, and she's thinking about how important that decision is and how important it is for women to be able to make that decision when it's right in their lives. Am I wrong?
Yes, no. You're wrong. She was just sitting there. You know what happened?
I want to kill this
What's
thing.
This bitch's name?
Olivia Wilde.
Olivia Wilde. She was sitting there. She's looking at her big pregnant belly. She was smoking a cigarette,
yep.
Drinking some wine, just staring at that belly with the utmost contempt. She's like, you know what I'd like to do right now?
Kill this thing.
Huff goes the baby.
Yeah, I'd love to just go in and just fucking have the doctor suck this little faggot's fucking brains out. That's what I would really love to do.
Damn, also having a glass of wine. So she wants to get, that's fucked up, dude.
She's fucking... She's probably smoking like, crack pipe.
Isn't this dude the badass that was playing the fucking Game of Thrones theme with a wolf pelt around his shoulders? Why is he clutching his skirt about this and reading all this emotional bullshit into a statement that was clearly very benign?
To still kill this thing. You know, here I am. Look how pregnant I am. There's a baby in here. This is my beautiful child. And I was thinking, maybe I should just kill it. You know, it's really important that women be able to kill it anytime they please. She continues along these lines, not, of course, understanding really what she's saying on a moral level.
How and when?
Wow, you just describing yourself there?
Yeah.
Dude,
she just rambles on without really knowing what she's saying on a moral level.
Dude, doesn't he look like the kid from American Beauty here?
He kind of does, yeah.
Have you ever seen a bag floating in the wind? It's so beautiful.
This is a weird screen cap moment because there's like two of her hands.
Transition.
This is like something you'll see in a nightmare tonight.
Yeah, dude, Olivia Wilde and Ben Shapiro are going to haunt me all goddamn
dude,
night.
Over the shoulder,
why,
too.
And where I want to have a baby. And I believe that is a basic human right. I care about reproductive rights. What do you care about? If you care about your future, vote for it.
Okay, what I care about is not killing babies. And let me.
Is that what you care about?
What I care about.
You know what I really like? I like when babies don't die.
I want a million babies a year to be born, and then fuck them. They're on their own. What a brave,
wonderful
position.
I don't want babies
position.
To die. I don't want babies to die unless they die of not able to afford
healthcare.
A baby
in the womb is entitled to life, but after that, entitled to nothing.
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 Then they owe. They owe society.
Yeah, what a beneficent fucking person you are.
This is
what
going
a wonderful
to be
guy.
Mildly graphic, but this is important because I'm sick of the euphemisms, okay? It's not aborting a fetus. It's not getting rid of a ball of tissues. A ball of tissue. Okay, this what I'm about to show you right now is a picture
here we go.
Of
shock
a baby.
And awe.
Okay, this is a baby that was a picture of a baby that was aborted by Kermit Gosnell. Okay, this is the Gosnell was somebody who was not covered by the media in any way, shape, or form. He was the most prolific serial killer probably in American history, and this was a baby girl aborted by Kermit Gosnell. And the only question was whether it was legal for him to kill this baby or not. And the only question there was how old was the baby and was the abortion done inside the womb or outside the womb? Okay, so this baby, I believe.
Wow. What a compelling fact that was.
Yeah,
and
I
not
know.
At all.
I don't know.
Not at all an emotional argument meant to elicit feelings.
Facts and feelings.
Because you don't
man.
Like those, right, Ben?
No.
What you like is cold, hard facts, not a bunch of wishy-washy feelings, right?
Yep. And the cold, hard facts of the matter are is that a lot of these babies that you're hoping are born to parents that aren't prepared to take care of them or don't want them are going to suffer horribly, and you are going to fight for every penny of your tax dollars not going to do a thing for them.
And, you know, in some of the
and
other
you're
video
you're going to call
clips,
it the moral high ground.